Hello, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, to begin, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed. You said a very dissatisfied or a very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Oh, somewhat satisfied. Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it is a very important issue to you. The first one is criminal justice reform.
It's very important.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Then we have reproductive freedom.
7.
Thank you. Then we have jobs and wages.
10.
Excuse me, what was that?
10.
10. Thank you. Then we have health care.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Immigration.
8.
Thank you. Then we have K-12 education.
That's a 10 also.
Thank you. Then we have student loan debt.
Nah.
And racism and discrimination.
10.
And climate change.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And this is for classification purposes. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American? American, Indian, or Latino? Thank you. Then we have, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered voter.
Thank you. Yes. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm very much a female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1953.
Thank you very much. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I got some college. 12 years.
Some college, you said?
Yes, 12, okay. At least 12 years.
Thank you.
High school through college.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
7.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a five means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that. The first one we have is Joe Biden.
Eight.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
7.
How much you said?
7.
7?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have the Democratic Party.
10.
The Republican Party.
0.
And Donald Trump.
Oh, minus 0.
We just can log 0 to 10. How should I record your answer?
Yeah, 0.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or I do not plan to vote?
Yeah, I'm planning to vote.
So for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawking? Thank you.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, in thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half? Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Half and half.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, and below, we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First, we have Donald Trump.
Yes. I'm going to say 0, because as a human being, anyway, 0.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
It all depends. I'm going to say a 5.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Republicans in Congress certainly did not prevent progress, 5 is not sure, and 10 means they certainly prevented progress, how should I record your answer?
5.
Thank you. Then we have the Supreme Court.
5.
White supremacist.
5.
President Biden.
8.
Thank you. Then we have Governor Kemp.
8.
And Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, below, as we wrap up the survey, we have a list of policies and statements that have been obstructed, that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After I read each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate your vote at all, and a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 10 means that you would strongly motivate you to vote. I'm sorry. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, we've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significantly work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. Thank you. Then we have 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Seven.
Thank you. And then we have the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has not only requested 8, but has only requested 8, I'm sorry. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. Thank you. Then we have the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit at saving $21.8 million monthly. Thank you. And the last one for this section is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. I'm sorry. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to your community.
8.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all likely to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Uh, I feel much better.
Thank you very much. And do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I am straight.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
I'm a widow.
A widowed?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
But are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you. Now, and in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I consider myself a Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong one.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Unemployed. I don't work. Retired.
We have unemployed and retired in different sections. How should I record your answer?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I said at least 10,000 because I draw Social Security.
Okay, that's fine. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you.